and now LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron after their win over Central Michigan. Coach, how are you? Thanks for the time.
What do you say, guys? Great to be on the show.
Coach, from my vantage point, from what I saw Saturday, was the offense at least simplified with no check with me's on Saturday? Is that what helped increase the pace?
Yeah, most of it was. We went what we call warp. We got after it. We didn't check the play. We had a read, a certain read that the quarterback had, and we went after it, and they played a lot better.
Coach, first of all, I want to tell you, we did some handouts and donations and fed some people on the bayou, so to speak, over the last week, and everybody there was, hey, Mike, make sure you tell Coach O how much we appreciate what he's done, send supplies, everything down on the bayou. And I said, come on, we all grew up here, so to speak. We all grew up in this area. And but they wanted me to relay that to you. And again, greatly appreciated what you, LSU football, LSU itself, was able to give back to the bayou. And still a lot of people hurting down there. And but they do appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you, Mike. You know, I thank the administration. They did it. Greg Stringfellow drove the truck down there. And if there's anything else I can do, I want them to do. Steve Ensbring and I was flying down in the helicopter to be there, but the weather was too bad, so we had to turn around. So we're praying for everybody. I know everybody's going to be tough, and we're going to rebuild and get going again.
Coach, well, Deion Smith, I'll bring that up, because I know a few weeks back you and I had talked about it, and he was coming off of an injury. And, man, did he show up big. I mean, look, he's a star-to-be player. While Boutte is, he's a guy that you can see. He's going to be a big-time player in this program.
Yeah, you know, Mike, tremendous body control, tremendous vision, great hands, good route runner, and he's just scratching the surface, man. The guy's a freshman. Shea Hodge, who I coached at the University of Mississippi, I knew him, and we found him. You know, he's the number one player in the state of Mississippi. Came here, his mom and daddy loved him. He always wanted to be a Tiger. And, boy, what a great player he can be.
Now, you know, Junior, let me tell you this. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing, the remedy. Now, listen, everybody's hungry. You got to feed them. Water is the gift of life. You got to have water or you're not going to survive.
But here we go.
But you know what else? When the Saints win and LSU win, that gives life. I mean, I know I'm telling you, going forward, how we're dealing with this travesty. Come on, go Tigers. Who that nation, go Saints. But it's amazing when you can escape for those few hours and your team's winning that you're supporting.
No question. You know, it was good to see. You know, I challenged the team on Friday night. What's our identity? I know we have a good football team. I know we have a good coaching staff, very talented, but we haven't put it together. It was time for us to put it together. It's time for us to play LSU style football. And for the most part on Saturday night, although our opponent wasn't as strong as we're going to see down the road, it wasn't about them. We got better in a lot of areas, but still have to improve. This is a young football team in a lot of areas that's very hungry.
Now, you know, Coach O, I thought was significant because he was a big back, and I thought, I have to wait and see what's going to happen when I look back in the UCLA game and the big running back. But Lou Nichols III, y'all shut his behind down. He didn't do jack, and he was very capable considering he was like freshman of the year and all that. So to me, that's significant. All I know is, and Coach O, you're a defensive guy. I'm an offensive guy. I know if you can make a team one-dimensional. You can't let them run and pass against you. You got to at least shut down one area, right?
Yeah, you got to shut down the run to have some fun. We say it. Yeah, you know, it's about shutting down the run first. But we worked all week on the defensive line. We got a talented defensive line. We still need to get better at striking blocks and knocking people back and tackling. And I thought we made a big jump in that area Saturday night.
Coach, how big of a loss is Andre Anthony?
Yeah, you know, let me say something about Andre Anthony. He's been with me for 5 or 6 years now. Tremendous young man from Carr High School. Recruited him out there. But Coach Miles was the head coach. He's been supportive of everything I do. He's a team captain. A tremendous young man. It's just a shame. He was having a great year. A freak accident. But you know what? He's going to bounce back. He's going to be with us. And just, you know, he is our team leader. So we're going to need him. He's going to be on the sideline. He's going to be with our team.
Coach, I've been trying to tell Bobby how good Mason Smith is, man, because, you know, I got to see him play a lot, you know, because he's right down the road at Terrebonne. A little bit of explanation now. He's going to see more work at defensive end, which opens up the door, too, for Jacoby Gilliard. And, man, I thought he played a really good game against Central Michigan. Yeah. Man, he blew things up inside, and he's a big man. He gets that big body moving. He can cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he plays with a lot of energy. He's a typical nose tackle. He's gotten a lot better. He's gotten in shape. He's an enthusiastic, very strong, you know, 600-something-pound squatter, 500-pound veteran. He's coming. And let me say something about Mason. He's a prototypical left end. The one year I spent in the pros, that's what you want with your left end, because most teams are right-handed. And he's going to play over the tight end. He's very athletic. I think that's the position for him. He was playing inside. He was doing a good job. But, you know, being 6'5", 6'6", it's hard to stay low and take on the double teams. He's more built for an end.
Now, Coach O, looking at Mississippi State right now, I hate the damn cowbell, so hopefully they're ringing that at the beginning, and you can shut that up. But that's a formidable opponent, SEC. Obviously, they're confident coming over, coming off of last year's victory. The one thing, you look at that Memphis game and you look at the score. I mean, to me, the defense did their job for Mississippi State. I mean, it was kind of like special teams, turnovers kind of shot themselves in the foot. So what have you seen on film when you look at it, Mississippi State and what you're facing?
Well, think about this now, Bobby. Arnett, I interviewed him over here. He's a very talented defensive coordinator. You know, he's a 4-2-5, but he gives you some looks that's very difficult to pick up in a blitz package. He will identify protections, and he knows how to get after them. But as you know, when you start in the SEC, there's always great defensive linemen. Tyrus Reed and Jaden Crumley are two excellent defensive linemen. They play hard. They play fast.
Now, Coach O, when you're looking, you're trying to solidify the offensive line. Where are you at, I mean, it's like because you have a left-handed quarterback kind of right in his face, the left tackle position. Well, where are you at right now going forward?
Yeah, you know, we're still waiting for Cam Wire to get healthy. He's questionable this week. We played a couple of guys last week, and they struggled. And they weren't ready to play the young guys. They're going to be good players, but as I said, down the road, those guys are not ready to play, and they showed it. And they knew it. They did some good things, but they were not ready to play. So we're still looking for a left tackle. Is it Anthony Bradford? Is it Garrett Dellinger? Is it Cam Wire coming back? We don't know yet.
Coach, earlier you were telling a story how you challenged the team about establishing their identity. Do you feel like you did that or still a work in progress?
I feel like we made progress. You know, I feel like we played. You know, like I feel like we played like a team that was in sync. You know, we protected the quarterback. We only had one sack. We didn't run the ball like we want to, but we got the ball in our playmakers' hands in space, and we beat one-on-ones. I thought our quarterback played lights out. He threw the ball well, especially the deep ball to our receivers. We started off the game throwing up the deep ball. We wanted to open up the defense and then open up the pass, open up the run, and we did that. We ran the ball with Corey Conner. So we made some improvement. I thought defense was lights out. We had two missed assignments, which we can't have, two busts. Better than that, they played lights out.
Coach, you don't play like no freshman, Jack Besh, that flex tight end position. Man, he looks like a seasoned vet.
Well, no, and he's very confident. I like when
I love the energy.
He makes a catch and he's flexing and all that. I like that.
Hey, I love him, man. You know, he stepped on campus, Bobby. With confidence, in faith. You know, he was a three-star. He was committed to Vanderbilt. We have a Friday night recruiting meeting. We all watched him. Everybody in the staff said, we got to go get this young man. We called him off from a scholarship. The next day he said, I'm coming to LSU. And, man, what a great freshman he's been. He's going to do a lot of great things for us. And eventually he's going to be a team leader for us.
Micah Baskerville, boy, early on in that game, Coach, I mean, he was around basically every play. That was impressive in the way taking the right angles. I was talking to Pete Jenkins, and I brought this up to Willie Fritz about, man, early on in the season, a lot of times you see it. They take a bad angle to the ball carrier. Yeah. They don't make the tackle correctly. Man, Michael was – he was making plays in that football game, especially in the first half.
You know, 5'8 defensive player of the year in Evangel. You remember him. He was yep. okay. First day he came, he showed instinct. And, you know, one of the best plays he made, Mike, we went man covers on the tight end. The back got a little wide. He was for the linebacker. And the back ran to the flat. The tight end tried to pick Mike. Mike saw the back wide open, came off the tight end and make a great play in open field. You know, that's his instincts. And he's going to do a great job. I think our linebackers, our whole defense did a better job this week of tackling, especially in open field.
Coach, what do you think of your running back group?
Yeah, I love them. I mean, hey, I love those kids, man. They come to work. They got a smile on their face. We love our starting and Ty. He's very strong. I love John Emery. You know, he's suspended right now he's unavailable. I don't know when's he gonna come back. Hopefully, we can get him back. Corey Kiner, 21. What a player, man. Armani Goodwin, you haven't seen much of him, but you saw him on that toss. And then Trey Bradford, when he becomes eligible, and Josh Williams. So Kevin's done a good job. Kevin Falk has done a great job of recruiting these guys. We got four or five backs that can play.
Well, Coach O, we don't want four or five. We want the next Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean,
what are you going to do, recruiting from Kansas City?
No, do you have that cat? I mean, come on, they make you look good.
No, but as a receiver coach, that void is still there. That ability to set up a defense and catch the football, it hasn't been there since Clyde left.
No, and it hasn't. We want it back. Now, you know, 21 could do a lot of things. You know, 21 is very strong. He can break tackles. He can run inside, run outside. But we still haven't run the choice route on the linebacker like Clyde has. Hopefully, I think Armani could be a good back, catching the ball out of the backfield. But he's been hurt, but I think we'll use him more. I think you're going to see that with Armani.
Now, you know, Coach O, before we let you run, I mean, I know the game comes down to the wire. What better kicker than Cade York? What?
Yes.
Cade York. I mean,
look
at Tiger Stadium. Like back-to-back, he breaks the record. Look at Florida. You can't even see the goalposts. It's foggy and all that. And then he makes it. I mean, you have to feel fortunate to have a kicker like Cade York.
No question. You know, it's a good feeling. You know, we have a game management. Man, I've asked Mac, we have a game management. What yard line we got to get? The 36-yard line, 20, you know what I'm saying? And I think he can kick a 60-yarder, Bobby. We're going to try it with him. We're going to have the right time to try it. But I got to give Grayman, man, he's done all the recruiting. He's Cole, Tracy, Cade York, Zach Van Rosenberg, all the guys. Avery Atkins, he's recruited every one of those guys. He's done a tremendous job with them. You know, one thing you love about Cade York, you come on a Saturday or Sunday, it could be summer, it could be any time here. He's kicking outside. He's a hard worker, a very good, and he's kicking off too. I think he can kick in the NFL and have a lot of success.
Coach, one of the things last year, that first game, almost drew the blueprint up for every other team to attack you defensively. The way Mississippi State did, tried to kind of cross you up, a lot of crossing patterns, a lot of things of kind of, okay, you got him, now you get him. So that's still, you had a couple breakdowns, but that still is probably the one area, just from the outside looking in, I'd be the most concerned about in playing Mike Leach. Because one thing with Mike, he's not too concerned about the running game. I'm just throwing it.
And Coach O, like Mike saying, if they were in a crossing route, okay, who in the hell is covering that son of a gun? Just cover him. Don't let him be scot-free. I mean, I think you would agree with that.
Oh, I agree. It irks me too when I see it. Now, I promise you, we run every crossing route we can imagine since camp. And I think the big thing, Bobby and Mike, is we have key drill. You know, you have a key, and you're looking at that key. You know, if you see a lot, you see nothing. You see a little, you see a lot.
Yep.
And you got to have
your. Oh, I like that. I'm going to steal that from you, Coach.
You know that.
There you go. Oh, that is awesome.
There you go. Yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron.
But anyway, but eye discipline is key. You know what I'm saying? And really, those guys try to confuse you with different formations and different shifts. But we've got to have great eye discipline. We've got to be patient and know what our assignment is.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron, good luck this week against Mississippi State.
All right, guys. Go Tigers.
All right, Junior.
LSU and Mississippi State. First SEC contest for the Tigers kicks off at 11 a.m. Saturday right here on WWL.